He had taken my hand as if to lead me to a chair. As I spoke, he gave my wrist a convulsive grip. The smile on his lips froze. Apparently a spasm caught his breath.
"Mason, the West Indies," he said, in a tone one might fancy a speaking automaton to announce its single words. "Mason, the West Indies," he reiterated, and he went over the syllables three times, growing in the intervals of speaking whiter than ashes. He hardly seemed to know what he was doing.
"Do you feel ill, sir?" I inquired.
"Jane, I've got a blow. I've got a blow, Jane." He staggered.
"Oh, lean on me, sir."
"Jane, you offered me your shoulder once before. Let me have it now."
"Yes, sir, yes, and my arm."
He sat down and made me sit beside him. Holding my hand in both his own, he chafed it, gazing on me at the same time with a most troubled and dreary look.
"My little friend," said he, "I wish I were in a quiet island with only you, and trouble and danger and hideous recollections removed from me." "Can I help you, sir? I'd give my life to serve you."
"Jane, if aid is wanted, I'll seek it at your hands, I promise you that.